This is the favorite part of my responsibilities as the academic director of the Mises Institute, and that is to recognize the summer fellows who have been extremely productive and have been with us the whole summer. And hopefully we'll see some of you in the future as summer fellows, but not all of you. You few know who you are. So let me present these certificates to the fellows. This is the Margaret Rowley Summer Fellowship. We'd like to present first to Matthias Benedict. Matthias. Matthias is our yearly Polish representative. Should I have him come up? Per Bieland. Congratulations. Carmen Dorbot. You don't have to run. There's nothing valuable here. Well, there is my signature.
Okay, I'm in for that.
Okay. Alexi Goodyear. Who, despite the name, hails from Munich. He doesn't have his Nike shorts on tonight. He's dressed up. Joshua Griffin. GP Manish. GP will be an assistant professor at Troy University just down the road starting in August. Yeah.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Matt McCaffrey. Walter Melnick. Malvika Nair. Malvika will start as an assistant professor at Charleston this year, College of Charleston, excuse me, and is GP's wife. And is GP's wife.
No,
I said, and is GP's wife. She is GP's wife. I'm getting heckled here from the reserve table. Fellow New Jersey native, Jonathan Newman, Rutgers University. Come on up, man. I take that back. Jonathan is from Auburn. Patrick Newman is from Rutgers. Christopher Opperman. Move a little faster, Chris. Eric Perkerson. Jacob Roundtree. For once, he's on time. Wolf Von Leer. Whoa. Now, I can pronounce the next name because he's been here for a number of years. Jakub Wiśniewski. Let's have a final round of applause for all our fellows.
Ladies and gentlemen, my task is to announce the results of our exam. 79 students were courageous enough to take part in it. So that's way too much for the professors, given the very low hourly wage rates. It's way too much to examine in an oral exam. The standard European exam is always oral. Because like in dentistry, that's where you get really to the root of things. I knew you would appreciate this. So we had to select those who we had time enough to examine. This case, it was just 25 students. So 25 were those who had the highest scores, and many others passed the written exam. So virtually everybody, so we were very happy about the results of the written exam. Virtually everybody passed. It was a very encouraging result, but we could only admit the best of the bestest, as Dr. Zeus would say. So 25 scored high enough to qualify for the orals. Out of those 25, 17 passed the orals, and 8 passed with honors. So we have just 2 grades, passed with honors or passed. And the 6, there's two best students out of each group were admitted to the finals and were competing for the prizes for the best students. So I'll announce now the results. I will first announce those who passed the oral exam, then those who passed with honors, and then name those who participated in the final exam, and then name the third prize winner and the second prize winner, and then hand over to those who will announce the first prize winners. So one student who passed was Tabor Baranti. The next one is Justin Bradfield. Then we have Stephen Farrington. Mr. Andy Herbener. Walter Melnick. Ted Sonnier. Now, Ted has been doing very well. I know that he's a music student. He's not an economist. So everything's possible. Matthäus von Gutenberg. Edgar Carlos Duarte Aguilar. Eric Perkerson. Now we get to those students who passed with honors. The first one is Matthäus Benedikt. David Jibowski. Matthew McCaffrey. Congratulations. Gabriel Oliva. Wolf von Leer. Patrick Newman. Woo! Christopher Hansen. And Christopher Opperman. So we now get to the winners of the three money prizes. The third and the second places, or prizes, are made available through the generosity of Mrs. Joel Eddy of Spicewood, Texas, and the late Dr. George Eddy. So we hereby thank them again for their generosity and support of them. The Eddies are really wonderful people. I was lucky enough to have met them 10 years ago, and then we met for a couple of years at conferences, and they're really remarkable people, very successful, and it's a great privilege for us to have the support of such distinguished personalities. So the third place, which is, I think, is $500. It isn't that, I don't want to look at the check, right? So you'll find out. But I think it's $500. The third place goes to Mr. Wolf von Leer. Mr. von Leer comes from the University of Rey Juan Carlos in Spain. I forgot to announce the university of the other people who won, who passed and passed with honors. Yeah, but I mean, I had already two glasses of wine, so it's just too late to ask me any such thing. But they were always very distinguished universities, and be sure. We now get to the second place, which I think, which also comes from the from our friends the Eddies, and has $1,000 of prize. So the second place is a prize of $1,000. Also comes from Mr. and Mrs. Eddy. And it goes to Matthew McCaffrey. I'm happy to say that Mr. McCaffrey is my doctoral student, so from the University of Angers. But I assure you that I didn't vote, right? So I abstained from voting. I left him all alone. I didn't ask him any questions. Right? So we are very careful about these things. So my colleagues found that he merited the second prize. I was very happy, very proud. And now I hand over the voice to Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the Mises Institute.
I want to call up Deanna Forbush, Mrs. Doug French, who's going to present the French Prize. Doug, of course, a great benefactor, and Deanna, great benefactors to the Institute. He received his Master's in Economics under Murray Rothbard, can't get many better than that, at UNLV, a former banker, former president of the Mises Institute. And Deanna, will you come up and help present this prize?
So thank you, Lou. Can you hear me? It's an honor. I was supposed to say that it's an honor to fill in for Doug French today. Doug loves to present this prize. He's been doing it for a few years now. But unfortunately, he's been on the road traveling out of the country and was unable to be here today, except that he caught an earlier flight. And there he is. I spot him like Bullwinkle in the audience. So while it's still an honor to stand in for you, I think you should come up and stand with me while I ramble on for a moment or two. A few times. So I was prepared to say before, you know, I knew Doug was going to be here, I was going to brag about him a little bit. I was going to tell you about how this prize evolved. And I remember in our house in Las Vegas about 8 or 9 years ago, Doug was out by the barbecue talking to Professor Hans Hermann Hoppe, talking about, you know, what could he do for the Institute and what could he do to really encourage high achievement. And he said, you know, I want to sponsor a prize, but I want it to be based on achievement, not need. I mean, we donate to several things, and people are always saying, oh, this person needs the help, this one needs the help. Well, Doug's position is, and I suppose he can speak for himself if he ever gets the microphone, but his position is that people should be rewarded for achievement, and not just achievement, but high achievement. So he was discussing this with Professor Hoppe, and Professor Hoppe thought that this was a great idea. And thankfully, Mr. Rockwell also thought it was a good idea when it was presented to him. And so Mr. Rockwell got about the business of putting together a very august committee that was headed by Professor Holzman, Guido Holzman, and assisted by our academic vice president, Joseph Salerno, and Professor Thornton and DiLorenzo, and essentially all the faculty has participated in preparing this most grueling testing that at least 79 of you have been through since last Thursday. And while Douglas French told me that he's not smart enough to pass the written test, let alone win this prize, I do happen to know that he was smart enough to create the capital to fund it. And so that gives us our first lesson in economics, which is division of labor, right? And
I was smart enough after 11 years to finally marry Deanna Forbush. So.
But I think he was encouraged by Mr. Rockwell, who's a little smarter than he is. But nevertheless, he's a smart guy. And, you know, the division of labor is not the only principle of economics that's behind the French prize. I mean, we all know that competition creates prosperity. And, you know, certainly we have suppliers that create goods and services that enrich our lives and make them better. And they're all prodded and pushed to do that by competition. But those same principles apply to education and the freedom movement. And more importantly, competition makes each one of you better. Each one of you that prepared for these examinations and pushed yourself and tried to win and allowed yourself to stand and be tested before these pretty austere panels need to be congratulated. And because you've done that, you're better as you stand here today. And that is precisely why Douglas French created this prize, because he wanted you to push yourself to be better, to make this a stronger, freer, more prosperous world. And he knew that he could do that by competition because he understands the free markets. And so before, maybe I'll let him announce the winner, but maybe he wants to say something.
Well, thank you, Deanna. For you guys in the audience, this is the way it works. Once you get married, your wife does all your talking for you. Takes away all your good lines. But the story is happened exactly the way Deanna said. I was chatting with Hans Hoppe and making sure his glass with alcohol was full, and that I was getting his steak cooked correctly back in Vegas, and decided to come up with the prize. And of course, Lou was gracious enough to embrace the idea. But I think all of you through this competition need to understand that it makes you better, it makes you better as a person, and it makes the School of Austrian Economics better when you get better. It makes the freedom movement better, and that's what we're all about. We're about changing the world through free markets, free minds, and that's what I give to you today, is that by being as smart as you can, being as good as you can, by changing as many minds as you can, you are the guys that are going to change the world. So I hope that each and every one of you will go do that. Now, for this year's French Prize winner.
Now, perhaps we should create a little, you know, suspense, because like they do in America's Got Talent, but as Doug French probably has said before, this is where America's talent is. You know, I do steal all of his good lines, and that was a good one. I mean, this is where you all are. But I'll let Doug announce this.
For 2012, the French Prize winner from Rutgers University, Mr. Patrick Newman. And I understand Patrick is an undergraduate at Rutgers.
Yes.
How far do you have to go at Rutgers?
I'll be a senior.
He'll be a senior. Don't forget that. This is not legal tender, so don't try to do anything with that. And but best of luck. You've done us all proud, and go through into the world and change some minds at Rutgers, and change the world through freedom. Thank you, Patrick.
I want to thank all our donors, not only, of course, Doug and Deanna, Dr. Don Prince, who's here, and also was kind enough to loan us Katrina's astounding portrait of Mises. I think Don and I are the only two people here who actually knew Mises, and we're impressed that it is Mises. So Katrina, thank you, and Don, thanks so much. And to all our donors all over the world who helped make this program possible, I want to tell you students that we're very proud to be associated with you. This has been an extraordinary group. Very serious, hardworking, smart, gives us hope for the future, and I think the future can be ours. No question the Austrian school is undergoing a growth spurt, not only here, but in Europe and elsewhere, Latin America, and boy, we need it. So you guys are important. We consider you, of course, all now alumni of the Institute, which does not mean we're going to be dunning you for donations. Not that we would turn any down, by the way, but... So let me also thank our wonderful faculty under the direction of Joe Salerno, our staff. Yes, Joe? Afterwards. Wonderful staff under the direction of Pat Barnett, who all worked very hard. Yeah. And we had some volunteer videographers here this week, turning out what I think is going to be a couple of extraordinary, more than a couple of extraordinary films. Matt and Pacey Harris, looking forward to their work. And, of course, they were also the stars of the show last night at the Sky Bar. I must say, a great band. I mean, I thought it was really quite something. And also Amanda Billy Rock and Brock Hansen, thanks so much for your volunteer videography as well. So a lot of hard work, a lot of money went into this program. So we're counting on you to make it all worthwhile. We're confident you're going to make it worthwhile. And thanks for being part of the Mises Institute.